I heard, oh, I heard my buddy singing, and I saw my buddies leaving in a bag. I certainly did. And I've been here so long, well, I'm gonna tell you something, I'm starting to dry. I'm Cecil Chickadee, the unwanted French fry. You know, not too long ago, as I laid in the potato patch up north, I always dreamed of the day that I would be cut up and fried into a golden brown French fry. I dream of the big city with the bright lights. I'd lay in a golden pan under a nice little old light, just waiting for somebody nice to pick me up and eat me. Then I got stuck out here in this old dilapidated rundown hamburger stand where heaven knows who goes by. Nobody around here seems to like French fries. I've been here about 3.5 hours and this order is too cheap to buy a 20-watt bulb to put under me so I can keep warm. I'm Cecil, the unwanted French fry. You know, I got a cousin who went up to the city and I can just bet you that he's frying in a nice golden pan along with all my other relatives. He's tanning himself to a golden brown and people are just hankering for a little old bite of him. Well, I'm sitting here all cold and hard and just wondering what's going to become of me. Cecil, the unwanted French fry. You know, it's an awful thing when you're all alone. Nobody cares whether you stay or go. I only wish that somebody would come along and order me and take me in their hand and hold me to their teeth and bite into me and say, that French fry is good. Instead, I guess I just get thrown out like all the rest. You know, I want you to remember something. If you're ever out and you see an old, brown, broken up French fry, trying to keep itself warm, well, that'll be me, Chickadee. Oh, Cecil, order me. Take me home. I sure will be good to you when you bite. Be good to you when you bite into me. So I'm gonna tell you just one more once.